综合模拟演练十。第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话仅读一遍。
Text 1.
Harry, how do you like your university?
I just love it. We have such beautiful and comfortable buildings. We have new laboratories too. Text 2.
Hi Mike, how is everything going in New York?
Couldn't be better. How are you? How is the family?
Everyone's fine, but actually I'm feeling a little tired these days.
Text 3. Good afternoon. I am preparing for the English speech contest.So, I would like to borrow some books on making English speeches. What books would you recommend?
It might be a good idea to read about speech skills and oral English.
That sounds great. Thank you for your advice. Text 4.Are you from New York?
No, I'm from Greece. I'm an exchange student.
Your English is very good.
Thanks. I studied in England 2 years ago.
Text 5. I traveled to Rome, Paris, London, and New York.But prefer living in San Francisco.
Of course, that's where your home is and your friends live.
Very true.
Second, 听下面五段对话或独白。每段对话或独白后有几个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，各小题给出五秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白读两遍。听第六段材料，回答第六、七题。
When do you want to leave for that seaside town, Martha?
I'm not sure yet, but maybe we should leave after work on Friday. It's a long drive, but I'd rather get there late Friday than at midday on Saturday. We have 3 days off this time, after all.
How long is the drive?
5 or 6 hours.
Say you leave at 4:30 p.m. right after work.And you'll be there at about 9 or 10.
I suppose so, and we could still have a good night's sleep.
What are you going to take?
Mostly shorts and t-shirts.
Don't you think it's a bit cold at the seaside at night?
Maybe. I'm going to take a sweater or a light coat just in case.
I hope you have a good time there.When do you want to leave for that seaside town, Martha?
I'm not sure yet, but maybe we should leave after work on Friday. It's a long drive, but I'd rather get there late Friday than at midday on Saturday. We have 3 days off this time, after all.
How long is the drive?
5 or 6 hours.
Say you leave at 4:30 p.m. right after work. and you'll be there at about 9 or 10.
I suppose so, and we could still have a good night's sleep.
What are you going to take?
Mostly shorts and t-shirts.
Don't you think it's a bit cold at the seaside at night?
Maybe. I'm going to take a sweater or a light coat just in case.
I hope you have a good time there. Daisy, what was the English corner like last night?
I don't know. I just know I've never been asked so many questions about my life.
Like what?
Oh, everyone asked me what time I got up this morning, how old I was, where I was born, you know, things like that.
It sounds as if they were policemen.
I'd rather stay at home watching TV than go to the English corner. Well, how about you last night?
I ate Japanese food with my parents. It was delicious.
Japanese food? I don't like that. My favorite is Western food.
Daisy, what was the English corner like last night?
I don't know. I just know I've never been asked so many questions about my life.
Like what?
Oh, everyone asked me what time I got up this morning, how old I was, where I was born, you know, things like that.
It sounds as if they were policemen.
I'd rather stay at home watching TV than go to the English corner. Well, how about you last night?
I ate Japanese food with my parents. It was delicious.
Japanese food? I don't like that. My favorite is Western food. Have you ever been to Britain on holiday?
Oh, yes. I've often been to that country.
What places have you visited?
Well, last year we went to the Lake District, but we've also been to Scotland and Northern Ireland. We always go there in the summer because the weather is better.
Yes, but there are more tourists then.
That's right, but it's the same in every country. Have you ever been to Britain?
Yes, but not on holiday. I have taken several business trips there.
Where have you been?
Nowhere but London.
There are many interesting places in London.
Yes, and there are lots of lovely shops too. Have you ever been to Britain on holiday?
Oh, yes. I've often been to that country.
What places have you visited?
Well, last year we went to the Lake District, but we've also been to Scotland and Northern Ireland. We always go there in the summer because the weather is better.
Yes, but there are more tourists then.
That's right, but it's the same in every country. Have you ever been to Britain?
Yes, but not on holiday. I have taken several business trips there.
Where have you been?
Nowhere but London.
There are many interesting places in London.
Yes, and there are lots of lovely shops too.
Catherine keeps a record of new words and expressions in English. She usually writes them in a notebook. Then, late in the day, she asks her teacher about them. These words and expressions are as follows. She's blue today. What's the matter? You're yellow. A white lie. She has green fingers.
Mr. Thomas, these expressions are new to me. Blue and yellow people with green fingers? White lies?
Well, in everyday English, blue sometimes means sad. Yellow means afraid. A person with green fingers grows plants successfully. And a white lie is not a bad lie.
Sorry, I still don't understand what a white lie means. Would you please give me an example?
Okay. For example, I offer you some cake. The truth is, you don't like my cake, but you don't say that. Instead, you say, "No thanks, I'm not hungry." That is a white lie.
I see. Thanks for your explanation.
Catherine keeps a record of new words and expressions in English. She usually writes them in a notebook. Then, late in the day, she asks her teacher about them. These words and expressions are as follows. She's blue today. What's the matter? You're yellow. A white lie. She has green fingers.
Mr. Thomas, these expressions are new to me. Blue and yellow people with green fingers? White lies?
Well, in everyday English, blue sometimes means sad. Yellow means afraid. A person with green fingers grows plants successfully. And a white lie is not a bad lie.
Sorry, I still don't understand what a white lie means. Would you please give me an example?
Okay. For example, I offer you some cake. The truth is, you don't like my cake, but you don't say that. Instead, you say, "No thanks, I'm not hungry." That is a white lie.
I see. Thanks for your explanation.
听第十段材料，回答第十七至二十题。
Good morning. This is Helen Green with this edition of Morning Hours on the Air. Now, if you've got nothing to do today, why not go to the east part of the city and get to your game? That's the message from Number One Senior High School, which is organizing a tree planting event near East Mountain. Number One Senior High School is a member of the environmental group of the city, in order to improve the environment education of its students and get more people organized. The school is planning to plant a total of 1,400 trees paid for by the government over the next few days. They are hoping to plant half of them today, and they are looking for volunteers to come along and help. No experience is necessary, as there will be experts to give direction and equipment will be provided. But if you have any tree planting tools, please do bring them along in case a lot of people come and want to start digging at the same time. Everyone is welcome to come along any time between 10 to 4 o'clock. Because you will be working in the mountains, I don't think you need my advice about what sort of shoes or clothes you have to wear. And of course, gloves will be essential to protect your hands if you are actually doing the digging. So it would be really a nice day out for all the families. Enjoy your day.
Good morning. This is Helen Green with this edition of Morning Hours on the Air. Now, If you've got nothing to do today, why not go to the east part of the city and get to your game? That's the message from Number One Senior High School, which is organizing a tree planting event near East Mountain. Number One Senior High School is a member of the environmental group of the city in order to improve the environment education of its students and get more people organized. The school is planning to plant a total of 1,400 trees paid for by the government over the next few days. They are hoping to plant half of them today, and they are looking for volunteers to come along and help. No experience is necessary, as there will be experts to give direction and equipment will be provided, but if you have any tree planting tools, please do bring them along in case a lot of people come and want to start digging at the same time. Everyone is welcomed to come along anytime between 10 to 4 o'clock. Because you'll be working in the mountains, I don't think you need my advice about what sort of shoes or clothes you have to wear. And, of course, gloves will be essential to protect your hands if you are actually doing the digging. So, it could really be a nice day out for all the families. Enjoy your day.